We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Buddy, howdy. Welcome back to another episode of Y'all Gaming, where we continue to game the only show on the internet that asks, are y'all gaming? I'm Coney, and I'm here with TK Breezy. And before we get started, guys, today, Y'all Gaming is brought to you by Prize Picks, presented by Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code Y'all Gaming for a deposit match of up to $100. I'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. But TK, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm good. I'm trying to do my psychiatry stuff again because they had me on, you know, we've been talking about a little bit. They had me on Ritalin, and Ritalin is like one of those ADHD ones, but for some reason, it makes me feel very zombie-like. So I was like, you know what? Not going to do that. I'm going to try to now get on, be an Addy Daddy, because I think that's probably the one I need to be on. But they're being very stingy about Addy lately because I think there's a shortage or whatever. But if I can get it sick, if I can't, then I'll just go through life unmedicated because I don't want to keep using Ritalin. So
I feel like I've heard about that a lot, like there being a shortage or there not being as much Adderall as there is other stuff. And I've also heard the stuff about Ritalin being specifically, like, I don't know, it has that effect on people.
Yeah, and that's the one they always want to give you first, too. Like, and I'm like, yeah, bro, like, the side effects are side affecting. So, like, let's maybe not do that. But it's
not,
fine.
You know? To get too, like, deep into your history, have you tried Vyvanse? Because I've heard of that, too.
No, because that shit is expensive.
Oh, is it? Okay.
And I don't have insurance, so, you know.
Gotcha. That's the name brand. That's the...
Yeah.
That's the BMW.
That's the hot one.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about games, and we're going to do that today. We got to be honest with you guys today. There wasn't really that much to discuss. We haven't played that much. So today's just kind of, you know, we're talking to you guys maybe about our backlog games that we're coming back to and playing, because if I'm being honest, I haven't really had time to play anything lately. I think TK's in the same boat, but you wanted to start off with AFK Arena, right, to start off?
Yeah. So AFK Arena, I saw it on PAX, and I was like, oh, this art style is very pretty. I didn't know what the game was actually about.
Sure.
But I was like, art style is, or AFK Journey, sorry. It's actually called AFK Journey. Did they put Arena? It was supposed to be Journey.
Oh, it's AFK Whoops. Journey. My bad.
Yeah. Change that title, or change that... Whatever, it's fine.
AFK Arena is the other one.
AFK Journey is basically AFK Arena 2. So,
all right, yeah.
So I played AFK Journey, and to be honest, game slaps. Like it's a perfect. Like, you know, at the end of the day, you log on, you get all your stuff. You know, because it's the whole point of it is like not play it all day every day, because right, you need to like let it go, and then there's a AFK part of it where the game farms itself based off time,
sure,
and then you come back, you collect all your stuff, you power up your heroes, you do a little more of the story, and then you do some of the dungeons, and then you turn the shit off. So, like, you really shouldn't play more than, like, I'd say, once you're, like, caught up, I'd say more than probably, like, 30 minutes a day. And, like, that's very nice. Like, microdosing some happiness is pretty cool on my phone, and I can do that anywhere. So that's pretty cool. I got a bounty or a Dream Elements thing going on for it where, you know, if you play the game and get to Resonance 20, which is like you can do that in an hour,
sure,
I get paid for it. So yeah, you should. Stream Elements is great, by the way. There's so much shit on there.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah.
I did not know that there was all these sponsorships with the upwards, like you can make upwards of like, and it's good money. So I was like,
it's not bad, yeah.
So I'm thinking about trying to do that more often. But it has to be games I actually want to check out, because they got stuff in there like Raid Shadow Legends and you know, I can't do that again. I can't bring the viewers on for Raid Shadow Legends one more time. They'll hate me. So
I think the big problem with those is that a lot of them are 2 hours. You got to play them for 2 hours, which is a big commitment. Like if we're talking 1 hour, maybe that's one thing. But
yeah, 2 hours. This one gave me, it says 3 hours, but it's like over a couple of streams. So I was like, all right, cool, man. I got until the 8th.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, I got to the 8th and I already streamed 2 hours yesterday because I was doing like a little bit of Tekken and then a little bit of that. And I was just like, I was trying to see if I can get to Resonance level 50 in a day because they were like, you can do that in about 4 hours. And sure. I felt like I could have done it in about 2 hours, but then I'd be getting sidetracked. But yeah, the game's fun. It's got like a little TFT element to it where you kind of just put the people on the board and they kind of like fight automatically. Now you can do it a manual way where like you get to pick when they like when their ult comes up and where it goes. But honestly, you don't really need to do that. Like, yeah, that's just kind of the AI is pretty smart in the game. They're not really sending that like the wrong way. You're like, you threw the game for me. So yeah, it's a fun game. I think if you have a phone, you should play it. And like, you know, instead of scrolling on Twitter or TikTok or whatever, you know, stimulate your mind, make some plays. And it's also got a PC client too. So if you're sitting at your PC and you're doing something else that like doesn't require a lot of time, like you're waiting in queue or you're playing, I played TFT and this at the same time yesterday. So
I mean, it's like, it's not any better for your brain, but it can't be any worse. You can get
I think it's better than Twitter right now for sure. Well, right you've now, seen what's yeah, been going true. On for Twitter. Like it's, yeah, it's, you, have you looked into your, do you have your DMs open?
Yeah.
Have you looked into your message requests? Because it's just bots now.
I'm getting a lot of, I don't know if this is Chinese or Japanese. I think it's Japanese things asking mm-hmm. me to hit up their line. Is that what this mm-hmm. is? The line? Yeah. Yeah. I get a lot of that. I don't get a crazy amount, but I do have quite a few. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, with the current discourse that we have going on too, where is Smash 4 better than Ultimate? Like, that got annoying very quickly because I hate nostalgia posters because at the end of that game, all y'all do are shit-talking it and telling how terrible it is and blah, blah, blah. And now we're at, like, a weird part of Ultimate, and you're like, well, to be honest, you know, Smash 4 actually was my favorite. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up, okay? Like, just shut up.
Anybody, anything to have some level of discussion, just try to bring mm-hmm. something up. That's kind of how I'm feeling now, too. I mean, I'll allow Mr. R to do it because I do feel like his style never really like worked in Ultimate, you know, because he's been kind of in limbo in Ultimate from the very beginning because he hasn't been able to commit to a character. He was looking at Snake, Young Link, Crom. So like I'll give him the pass. Everybody else, I don't care what they have to say, like straight up. And maybe DeBuzz because DeBuzz has been as the game has developed, I know he has been more and more frustrated because it's just, I don't know. I think Steve and a combination of other characters just, he is languishing, unfortunately, which is tough. But
I think also the only thing I would say I miss about Smash 4 is probably perfect pivoting and Marth. That's it. Sure. Like everything else, I'm like, all right, it's not worse or better for whatever reason. I just like, I'm used to the Ultimate Engine. The Ultimate Engine is fine. I just miss perfect pivoting because it was cool. And I miss when Martha was good. Other than that, I'm chilling, you know?
Pretty much everybody anyway. I've seen says that. Like, specifically, even if it's not perfect pivot, it's the movement. Because Ultimate mm-hmm. can feel kind of sticky sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, Blue Lagoon is right. This happens with every fighting game. It's happening now with Street Fighter 5 and 6. I'm seeing a lot of people saying that. Not to the same degree. But, I mean, I've seen some people saying, like, oh, why can't we go back to 5? It wasn't happening as much as it is in Smash, but I figured it was just because I wasn't as close to that community. Now everybody's complaining about Tekken 8, but I don't think that's a like go back to 7 thing. I think that's just like a Bandai Namco, what are you doing?
Yeah, it was definitely a Bandai Namco. This patch is abysmal. Yeah. And I'm sure, like, but I've seen a lot of people saying, like, yeah, I might be doom posting about the game right now, but it's not dead. I just think this patch is bad, and I know I would not go back to 7. And I'm like, all
right,
you know.
Right.
I get you. You know, annoyances for our games be annoying. Now, I want to know if this happens with multiverses. Imagine. Man, I'm just going to go back to the old one. I'm like, what?
They ruined Shaggy. It's the same.
Oh man, that would be funny though.
It looks like the same game. I don't know. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, I mean the system update, cool. They again, I have heard inklings. I have no confirmed, but I've, you know, Ajax has been like the game is definitely different, and I was like, okay, cool. He didn't tell me how, but he just said it was different, and okay. I swear to God, if the difference was just what Tony said about the internet work, I'm about to be pissed because I don't think I want to play the same version of multiverses. Like,
no,
I was
I talked about this on my stream yesterday because I brought up multiverses had a weird like hockey thing where they had like a hockey game or like a simulcast or something. And again, the game is not on, so all this marketing doesn't do anything. It just like people are like, oh, that's Bugs Bunny against Shaggy. Wonder where I could do that. Nowhere until May, late May. And I was talking about this because I genuinely love multiverses, and I wish nothing but the best for the people working on the game, the cat, Ajax, like the people who are, you know, getting their checks signed for the game. Even Tony, I don't know him at all, but like I wish the best for them. But I have zero hopes myself, and I think the marketing is just not hitting. I don't mean to sound like the world's biggest hater. I really hope it does well. I like those guys, and I hope it succeeds, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how we even got on this tangent. AFK Journey, fun game. I used to have like 8 AFK games on my phone back when I worked a desk job, and I would just cycle through them through the day while I looked busy.
That's probably the best usage of it. Like, it's exactly. Definitely the most like non-interactive game you can play. There's an auto run in it, so if you need to like just... Like, you should definitely run around yourself because there's, like, treasures and chests and stuff that you need to go find. But the auto-run, if you're just trying to do the story, you just auto-run everywhere and then hit the button to advance the story and then fight. So, yeah, it's got a lot of stuff that you can kind of just have your phone on, do it on the side while you're doing anything important, and then go back to it at whatever point. Because regardless how much time you're not playing, you're still doing something because AFK farming. So,
right.
Yeah, man, I would definitely check it out. Again, if you have... time, or you have like downtime in your day, or you just sit on your couch and you're like, I don't really know what to do. Boom, there you go. You're watching the stream. You want to also AFK a little bit, AFK a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
8 out of 10. Great game.
Big shout out to AFK Journey. And that brings us to the next thing, which I don't have the thing in front of me, but I'm just going to go to the backlog games that we were talking about because we were saying it's kind of quiet, not that much stuff to talk about. The games this year are going to be kind of light. Just not a crazy year for games, so we were talking about going back to our backlog and maybe playing that. And one thing that jumped out at me, I've been getting more into beat-em-ups lately by accident. So my kid's really into Ninja Turtles for some reason, and I played Turtles in Time, and I was like, damn, this is fun. And then I just started playing a couple beat-em-ups. And then I looked on Steam for the past year and a half. I've had a game, and it's like, you should play this next. You know that feature? Where it pops something up in front of you, it says you. This is the next game to play. I've had Yakuza looking at me forever, and I'm like, it's a 30-hour game, but it's a 3D beat-em-up. Everybody says it's good. I'm looking for something to sink my teeth into. Maybe this is the year. And there ain't nothing else to play, so I'm looking at Yakuza 0, and I might actually, like... Have you played these games? I don't remember if you said you
Yakuza?
Haven't.
No, because they're like... Yakuza, I feel like if that's in your backlog, that's just going to take up your whole year, especially if you're a 100%er. That game is dense, and like, not in a bad way, because I feel like I've definitely watched some people play Yakuza on stream, and they'll just be stuck doing like one thing that has nothing to do with the story. Like, I remember back in the day, I watched some guy do like boxcar racing for like four hours, and I was like, yeah, this looks pretty fun though. Like, like, you know what I mean? So it's definitely, it's a cool game. It kind of, I feel like it's Saints Row Plus, you know what I mean? Like, where Saints Row had like a lot of stuff going on too, but this one is like Saints Row plus like another 400 hours of things to do. So, yeah.
That might be the next one I'm getting into. I'm playing that. I'm looking at that next. I just started Final Fantasy VII a few nights ago. Yeah,
the remake or the regular one?
The original. Because the remake is like, I know it's good, but I really hate the anime trope stuff. Like, I loved the first Final Fantasy remake game, but like, if I have to hear Cloud, like a girl, say something suggested to him again, and then he's like, oh, like, I know, man, I get it. It's surprising. A woman is into you, Cloud. And it just keeps happening. It's killing me, man. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't deal with that anymore. It's annoying.
Yeah. No, I get it. I think there's, that's kind of like Final Fantasy in a nutshell lately. Yeah. I don't think that happened with 16 as much. I didn't get a chance to play 16, but Rebirth is out now. And like, I would definitely love to finish Final Fantasy, because I played the first part of Remake and I got pretty far in, but it wasn't a big stream game. And like, I don't really feel like I have time to play like dense games like that off stream. You know what I mean? Like, when I sit down to do anything, pretty much, if I can't play it on my Steam Deck, I'm probably not playing it, because I'm like also watching a show at the same time. Like,
sure.
And I can't watch a show and play Final Fantasy on the same TV, and I'm not going to buy a second TV to do both. So that's just, it's just unfortunate. I wish I could stream that game, because I do think it was pretty fun for the time I was streaming it. I just was streaming to like 20 people, and that's just not it.
Yeah, I think JRPGs are hard sells, because you want to play them yourself if you're going to... I don't know many people that would watch them, especially not all the way through, you know?
Yeah.
So, probably not that.
And I feel like the audience I probably would get for that, for the people that would watch it all the way through, are probably synonymous to, like, the Bloodborne people. So they'd be like, yo, you got to go this way and get this sword, so that way you could... All right. I play the game this way, you play the game this way. This guy actually asked me yesterday. He was like, yo, could I give you some tips on what to put in your wish list? And I was like, no. It's AFK Journey. Like, this game, like, why are you trying to min-max this fucking game where I'm not even supposed to be playing? Like,
it's not even a game that you're actively playing, and he still wants to tell you what to do. What's the, is there, like, a feature, like, in the wish list thing?
Or yeah, like, so if you have, like, a certain people from certain factions that you want, you put them on the wish list, and whenever you roll...
Oh, you're more like, likely to...
You're more likely to get... Like, you're definitely... You're confirmed to get those people, but, gotcha. Like... Yeah, in the whenever they show up. And I'm like, that's a cool feature, but like, whatever team I'm going to make is not going to be the team you make, you know?
Sure.
Like, my wish list may be all Maulers, because I like the cat people. Your wish list might be some min-maxing fucking healers and shit, and sure. I don't care. Like, I don't want to do that. So, again, I was just like, that was kind of weird. But yeah, I feel like if I really wanted to play that, that would probably run into that, so it's just not it.
Jazz with Leon Chet said 16 didn't have much romance in it. Yeah, I keep forgetting that Final Fantasy 16 came out. Is that... Maybe I should just play that instead.
It looked pretty good. 15 was pretty good, too, as well. I mean, it was a boys' trip, so there definitely wasn't much romance on that one.
Yeah.
And I played that one all the way through. That was a fun game. So, I should get around to 16.
There's a lot of stuff that, like, this year actually might be better for me, because, like, weirdly... I'm ready for Spider-Man now. Is that weird? Like, I could do Spider-Man 2 right now. Like, I didn't want to do it last year. I'm waiting for PC. But I'm like, I don't know. I just kind of, you know, I wasn't prepared because there are so many other games coming out. I think Mario Wonder came out the exact same day. But now it's like calm. I haven't had any games for a while. And I'm like, all right, I want to play that stuff now. The problem now is that, like you said, like, with our jobs being streamers, I can't just throw that on stream. I gotta play it on my own.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, fine.
But technically I probably could use the secondary stream, but like getting off a stream to stream again is just not like, I need a little break. And like, but you need to carry that momentum over. So it was like, all right, bros, like there's 100 of y'all in here. I'm gonna go to my second stream, probably keep like 50 of y'all.
Sure.
And then, you know, we'll play some Final Fantasy. But if I just start the second stream, my second stream has like 200 followers, bro. Nobody even knows that don't exist. So, yeah, it's a good year for backlog for sure. I just got finished playing Astral Ascent. I can still play it because it's one of those games where like every time you beat it, like they give you like one of the cell, like the cells version of whatever that is. So yeah. The game gets harder, and like I can do that. But I stopped that for a second to go play Tunic because
To that. Okay.
Yeah, I never. So I just restarted the whole thing, and I really do like Tunic. And how they're hitting the nostalgia of having the book to, so you have to like read instead of like it giving you everything you need to do. Like there's no waypoint system or
I do like
no
that, yeah.
Like definitely go this way. It's like here are the things you should do to advance the game. But I'm not gonna tell you how to get there. Like you have to use the map to find all that stuff out. And I was like, that's pretty cool.
I remember when I played it, that was actually one of the reasons I stopped playing it, though, is because I didn't beat it all in like three sitting, I couldn't come back to it. You know what I mean? I couldn't like come back and be like, oh, what in this book have I done or haven't I done? I don't remember. I have to walk around for extra hours. It was just really annoying. I got the vibe that it was one of those games that like, and maybe this is me being too meta, I haven't beaten the game, but it felt like a meta kind of game where back in the 90s, people would import games from Japan that are like Japanese only, and they wouldn't be able to read the manual, so they had to figure it out just by like doing it and filling out the book, and that's kind of the vibe that I got. I don't know if it meant to do that. Obviously, he's very like link-coded. The whole RGB thing made me think of like a CRT, specifically like a TV. So I was like, oh, this is really cool. I don't know if it becomes that at the end, if there's like another element to it, if it really is just a cute fox or whatever. But there, that level of exploration I do think is really neat. I didn't beat it for the same reason you didn't, I think. I just kind of did other things, and then it was hard to come back to. I would have to start it all over again, too.
Yeah, I think I wasn't super far in anyway, but like I got a chance to play about like 2 to 3 hours on the plane, and so now I'm like farther than I was before.
Sure.
And I was like, that's pretty nice. But yeah, the game is fun, and I do hope that I beat it soonish. My next trip is not until the end of the month, but I do sit in my bed sometimes and play some Steam Deck, so that's fine.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think the only other game I'm looking at in terms of backlog, so I said Yakuza, Final Fantasy VII, maybe Final Fantasy XVI, maybe VII, Remake, Rebirth, I don't know. The only other one I've been looking at is Mortuary Assistant, which came out a while ago, but it's like a horror game, but there's like different endings and different paths and stuff. I was watching another streamer play it, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of neat, because it could go in a bunch of different directions. So that might be one that I go back into, but I don't know enough about it. It might be kind of boring. But I am trying to... I tried to play Ghost Runner. Did you ever play Ghost Runner?
Ghost Runner. Yes. I played for, like, probably an hour. It was one of those, like, try-out games. Pretty cool game, but not cool enough for me to stick with, if that makes sense.
I got really annoyed, because the enemies were timing based, so it felt more like a rhythm game, because they shot like duh, 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 duh. And I was like, okay, so I just have to like dodge at the right time, which isn't as fun as being more reactive. Like, I don't know how to put it. If it's timing based, it's I'm just not really that into. I don't know. I tried it for a little bit. I didn't like the rhythm of it. I felt the exact same way you did. I stopped after an hour. I was like, I don't think I'm turning this back on, which sucks because I paid money for it. So I got to finish it at some point, because I got this stupid, huge backlog of games.
It was apparently good enough that they made a number two, so.
People liked it. It's a good-looking game. Is it a good game? I don't know. Or just play more Balatro. No, no, no. I think I'm done on Balatro.
Those people said if Balatro was on phone, it would probably be like the new Flappy Bird.
I agree.
Because that's how people are talking about that. Yep. I'm like, damn, is it that crazy? So.
It's it is extremely addicting. Yeah, no question. I think it's too much thought for that. Maybe that's just me. I think the game, like, unless you just want to go Flush Lord, which is usually what I do, it's kind of hard to play more passively because you do have to think sometimes, but maybe that's just me. I don't know. But it's a good game. I'm looking at my Steam backlog. I have 229 games in my unplayed category.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's not even counting my grab bag, which is just random. And most of this is garbage. Like, well, that's not true. I have Desperados 3. Oh, I beat Detroit Become Human. What is that doing in there? Put that in finished.
Let me see what I got.
Beat Durenko Wanko. Enshrouded was a bounty. Yeah, I got more stuff to go through, but I probably have like 200 games I need to beat, which is... Are you smarter than a fifth grader? That doesn't really count.
I only have 32 games and no recorded activity. So, all right. That's not bad.
You could pound through that this year. You could do that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I have a bunch of games that I also have started and probably played 20 seconds of and then put down, so...
True.
I have Lisa in here somehow.
Good ass game.
Actually, that's got no recorded activity either. What the?
Got to play that now, bro. Good ass game.
I
want
to find out what. No. Come on. No, 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 no. Here we go again. Like,
just play it on stream right now. Turn it up. Start it up right now.
In this stream, I got to do like two different topic talks because I erased mine on accident. I got copyright strike for watching a myriad of
you
first
got
sight.
A copyright strike.
Yeah, bro, and I did copyright school on stream. And
school? What do you mean?
If you get a copyright strike on Twitch, they give you copyright school so you can get it out the way, and it'll like ask you questions like, "Oh, what is copyright, and which of these examples is not?"
No way.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's crazy. How many strikes do you? So you have one strike. How many strikes do you need before they? Is it a three-strike thing? I guess that's why they call them strikes.
Yeah, it's a three-strike thing. They said your account can be terminated. And it was bugged, yeah. I had every answer correct, and it said I failed it. And then I guessed one wrong on purpose, and then I got 1 or 13 out of 12 or 12 out of 13. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you passed. And I was like, what? So I had it perfectly, and y'all were like, that's too good. This guy knows the copyright too well. This guy, what the fuck? Like, this guy must study law or something.
Yeah, they thought you cheated. That must have been it. They're like, nah, he cheated. Send him back. Make him start over. I can't believe they make you do that. Make you go to school to, like, teach you a lesson.
Yeah, no, it's a good idea for me to be able to get. Like, I still had a copyright strike from before that I just didn't go to copyright school for. So sure. I already had one on my channel. So I saw two, and it showed up in, like, red. It was like,
oh, my God.
In danger. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, okay, all right. I'm going to. Let me get caught.
Yeah. You're done.
So Breeze Watch is done for a while because I don't. Yeah, they're watching. So yeah.
Is that show like on TV now? Like, is it not a show where, like, it's not like a lost show where they're gonna be looking?
I mean, I went like four seasons back, so like it wasn't like the newest. I mean, in fact, I was actually like six seasons back, and I was like, it's not like the newest. It's just I was like, okay, we watched one. I got to. Episode 4, and that's when they got me. And it was live. They got me that day.
Turned like, his ass off.
Yeah. So, but it is what it is, man. I think, you know, I probably should learn how to jump down into the gaming content again anyway. I want bring back Twitch when we were gamers, you know?
Sure.
Like, that's what I miss. When we could turn on a game and people be like, yo, he's gaming. And now it's like, yo, you're not making a fool of yourself on this channel? I got to go.
Well, yeah, now YouTube is the play. I feel like less than it used to be. React content, I don't know, maybe I'm anecdotal, but I've seen, like, other streamers and myself, I feel like YouTube and, like, the React meta is sort of waning a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't think games are coming back, but I think you can't just... It's not the same as it was, like, a year or two ago, but...
Yeah.
Like, people aren't just watching Hell's Kitchen. You know what I mean? It's a little different.
Yeah, no, I think, honestly, I don't even know if people are still getting struck for Hell's Kitchen. I feel like Gordon Ramsay just doesn't give a shit anymore.
Nah, I think he gave up. He's like, whatever, bro, whatever.
Fucking streamer.
I don't think he cares, because he got a lot of attention for that. You know what I mean? Like, he had like a...
I launched another show.
Yeah, he got a little, like, you know, internet renaissance. He got a lot. He became a meme, and I think a lot of it was off the back of like a lot of people watching his stuff, reacting to it, clips of it, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably gonna be playing some stuff today. Oh, I gotta play that Stellar Blade game. I'm gonna do the demo for that. The naked
porn on his channel. That's crazy.
Yeah,
isn't it out? Isn't it out now?
No, it comes out later this month. There's just a demo. I want to try it because apparently it's like Sekiro, and I love Sekiro. That's my favorite FromSoft game, and I heard it's like that. So it's like, if the game is good, I'll play the embarrassing porn booby lady game if it's good.
I think also you're just not the type to like go harping on that. Like, if you're climbing up some steps, I couldn't imagine you turning the camera around and be like, yo, look at this, guys.
Well, obviously. No, I'm not.
That's what I feel like. These people go out their way to find their like those complaints. Like, yeah, sure, it's got jiggle physics, but like, there's also all these crazy ass colors and shit on the screen and
a lot of
and
particles,
sport effects and whatnot. And this is the thing that you're focused the most on. That's on you now, bro. That's,
sure.
That's on you for sure.
Yeah, it feels like a game embroiled in the middle of a culture war. And it's like, I don't really care about that. If the game is good, maybe it's a little weird, but yeah. I think it's more weird because the way that people are propping it up I'll play it. If the game is good, then I'll finish it. I don't know. But yeah, it's a backlog year for sure. But if you want to, I don't have a good segue here. Thanks to Prize Picks for sponsoring today. I literally could think of a single thing. Prize Picks for presenting Y'all Gaming today. Guys, Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS. That's daily fantasy sports, by the way. Just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Now, guys, conference tournaments are here, which means the biggest moments in college basketball are getting even closer. You can be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men and women college basketball, and it's really simple to play. All you have to do is make your picks and submit your entries in less than 60 seconds. You could get all that done in less than a minute. Get on Prize Picks now. Guys, remember, you could download the app today and use code YALLGAMING for a first deposit match of up to $100. $100 if you go to the Prize Picks app and use the code YALLGAMING. Use the code to get $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Thank you, Prize Picks.
There you go. Yeah, you could be picking some prizes. We love it. Anyway,
pick prizes or else.
We'll find you. So we also had like a section for backlogs and games. We've kind of been looking at the chat and stuff. So probably gonna, you know, it's been about 30 minutes though. We've been rambling. This is a good show though. I feel like we should just ramble more often.
Yeah. We could just have stuff to talk. Honestly, we had a part in here for chat, you know, chat questions, but I feel like we talked with you, you know, you guys had good stuff. We probably could just have a third part, which is just open.
Would you guys be down for some rambling, bro? Like, we do two things and just ramble for a little bit. Like,
I'm,
what do y'all think
down
about
for that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just and walk into the yappers corner, like
y'all yapping. Yeah, just get a
did
little
you
bit
see,
more free.
Did
form.
You see the HBox?
Yes. Oh my god, dude! Jesus, poor Mutant King.
Mutant King do be yapping though. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know. I know. I can't believe that HBox like keeps him waiting until finals, and then he brings him in just for the Yap God bit. He only brings him in for the finals at the very end.
That's but it mad always good. Hits. Every time, it's probably the best bit. So, So we'll yap some more if we ain't got nothing to talk about. We'll do like what we're doing lately and. And yap, and maybe this will become y'all yapping. That's for sure. You know, we gaming, and we're yapping. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah,
we'll be doing that, and I think we're gonna be doing that next week, fellas. Thanks for tuning into Y'all Gaming. Are you going to stream?
Yeah, I gotta go do some topic talks and play some Tekken and some AFK Journey. So if you're trying to help me out, go here, type !AFK and play the game, because everybody who gets to level 20, which is very easy for you to do, by the way, I get like. $20 for it, so that's pretty much.
Bro is playing mad games. Okay.
Yeah, bro. Bro is doing some stuff, bro. And after this is done, I'm going back to shilling those HelloFresh boxes. So start cooking again, because that one is
another one
is like, bro. It says I can make 8,000. I was like, huh?
Sheesh.
Yeah, I'll shill some boxes. What the hell?
I don't know where you're getting my stream elements is barren. I don't know where you're getting these things, dude. Holy.
You got to start them up, man. I did the first one like way back. I got like 5,000 off that one. And I was like, that's wonderful.
Oh,
so
good
I think now that they saw me and they were like, this guy's a little successful. They're giving me some of the big guns. So yeah, definitely check out your stream elements. Go check the sponsorship tag and see if you get anything. So yeah, we're going to go over to my stream though. If you see that, just click it and we'll be there.
All right, let's go on over to TK Stream, guys. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Y'all Gaming. I'll be streaming tonight. I'll see you guys there if you're there, but let's go to TK's right now. But goodbye, Y'all Gaming. See you next time. Goodbye.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.